Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's just you and me right now. We have a guest that we're trying to round up and having a little difficulty doing that. But you and I are going to continue to march because this is a topic. I want to talk about a topic that's of utmost importance, I think, right now. And maybe not... It's not let me put it this way. None of the things that I'm going to talk about right now are going to hurt your business. Now, there are some things that are going on that we could talk about that you need to deal with today. We do that. We talk about that on the show all the time. But I want to talk about cryptocurrencies. Two things, actually. Cryptocurrency and the technology underneath the cryptocurrency, the platform. The technology platform that cryptocurrency operates on, because it does. And so the reason I'm saying that unless you invest in cryptocurrency, unless you bought Bitcoin at $20,000 a unit, now it's down to like 14, I think, or something like that, unless you bought it high and now you can't sell it high, you don't have a problem. So, and should you buy cryptocurrency? Should you be investing in cryptocurrencies? I'm the last person in the world you want to listen to about that. But let me just say a few things about what cryptocurrencies are. Right now, a cryptocurrency is a digital form of value. But value is in the eye of the beholder, right? So... somebody may have a truckload of something that you have no desire for. You don't even like the stuff, and they want to give it to you. Well, they're not giving you much because you don't want it. You don't use the stuff. Somebody gave you a truckload of beets or turnips. What if somebody gave you a truckload of turnips? Well, you know what? To that person giving it to you, they love turnips and they know where to sell them. You don't. So what good have they done? They haven't helped you at all, right? So that value is in the eye of the beholder. A cryptocurrency is that way, in a way. If a Bitcoin is worth $1 or $20,000, that all depends on whether somebody will pay you for that. And until someone does, if you own a Bitcoin, if you own a cryptocurrency at some price, until someone pays you for that or allows you to exchange it for something that you accept that the value of in exchange, then it's basically, you know, worth nothing, right? It's not broadly accepted. Cryptocurrencies are not broadly accepted. Even though your dollars are, most of your dollars these days are digital dollars, right? Your credit card work, you use a credit card, use debit card, use lots of e-money, right? Well, that's electronic money. That's not cryptocurrency. It's electronic money. It's just like a dollar, and it's completely, thoroughly, ubiquitously accepted all over the world for everything. Now that's a currency. That's what a regular currency is, whether it's e-currency or physical. It's because it's backed by some intrinsic asset. In the case of the dollar, no longer a bar of silver, no longer the gold standard. In the case of the U.S. dollar, it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States of America, which has a government, which has a rule of law, which has an economy, which owns a continent or a subcontinent, maybe I should say. We own a lot of land, right? The government has the ability to tax its citizens and therefore enter into contracts and buy and sell and borrow and pay back. That's what currencies do. That's how currencies work. A cryptocurrency has basically none of that. None of it. and it's only accepted in certain places, may or may not be at the value that you think it should be. And even though some people do speculate in currency, regular currencies like dollars, the speculation in cryptocurrency right now is wild. A highly speculative asset of any kind is not a stable store of value. As long as cryptocurrencies are highly speculated, they're not stable forms of value, stores of value. More on this after these messages. 20 Tell. I'm Jim Blessinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.